A spoon usually stirs many curries and many tasty dishes. But does the spoon ever realize the taste of those tasty curries or the dishes, unlike the tongue? So what do you prefer, folks? Would you prefer to be like the spoon or like the tongue that realizes the taste of a curry? Well, I quoted this from a stanza of the Dhammapada. It's the meaning of that stanza. And this was exactly the quote I ended up with my last discussion, with our last discussion with Professor Ravi Kosgelake on Salayatana, the six senses. So we thought of continuing this discussion today, and there was a special request from Professor Ravi Kosgelake that we start with this stanza also. So let us ask him why. And before that, I would like to introduce our new viewers, or the viewers who have not met Professor Ravi Kosgelake before. I would like to introduce him to you. He is the former Vice Chancellor, Deputy Vice Chancellor, Academic of Sir John Kothalavale University, and he is an engineer, a meditation teacher with overseas experience. So we warmly welcome you to our program, and I would like you to initiate this discussion and just brief our last discussion on Salayatana.
Yes, we were discussing about Salayatana, especially about thy faculty, yes. How it is working, the performing act of seeing. Now the one you mentioned, spoon and taste.
Yes.
Now we all know spoon cannot taste, but we think our tongue can taste.
Yeah.
Now here we have to check whether our tongue can taste,
actually
taste.
Okay.
Whether our eye can actually see, mm-hmm. right? So later on you'll realize it is not the eye which is seen.
Mm-hmm.
It is something like a mirror doesn't know whatever images appearing mm-hmm. on that. Right? Similarly, our eye doesn't know whatever pictures or color images appearing before it.
Mm-hmm.
But our consciousness or mind only get to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, eye itself doesn't know whether this is a good image or bad image or whatever it is. It is the mind telling us. So our consciousness uses this information captured by our eye. So eye is like a camera, right? So it can capture only kind of impression based on this color, right? Colors and light. So that impression, camera has only the capability of getting that impression, color information. But it doesn't know what kind of image within, inside. So it is us to, our mind, to tell us what it is. Right? So similarly, consciousness, eye consciousness telling us what it is. Now, eye is like this camera capturing images. So images are the prasada rupa. As I explained last time. Prasada rupa, chakku prasada rupa. Now consciousness has the ability only to observe this prasada rupa.
Okay.
Or the impressions captured by the camera.
Right.
But what it is telling us is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
It is telling us you have seen something outside. Right? So, when we believe what consciousness is telling us, that is, we have seen something outside, the outside object.
Yes.
That object, we put some more ingredients to that. There are the things which we can experience by other faculties as well. Remember the example we took last time, the papadam, when you see it, right? It is not only the color image. So in fact, consciousness, so vijnana is in this color image only, generated by our eye, right? So imagine it's like just a drawing, right? So if you see a drawing which consists of a plate of food and with the papadam, so we are focusing into that papadam, right? So when we think,
especially when you love papadam,
yes, yeah. Whatever food you can think of. So when you see that, now imagine when you see a picture only, are you going to eat that picture?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Yeah. There are times I have heard people say that feel like eating.
Yes, you feel like eating, but you know it is only a picture only, right? Drawing only.
Yes.
So here also we are doing the same thing. Using our eye, we are seeing only a picture captured by the eye. So if this is a camera, it can capture only a one still image, right? So we are looking at that, our consciousness. So it is experiencing only a color image. There's no taste on that. But using that with our ingredients, other past experience, and we create something known as sankhara, thought formation. So that one we are thinking about an object, and we believe it is existing outside. So remember what that dog is doing while peeping into the water. Yes.
He thinks that there is a dog in the water.
Yes.
So in the similar manner, we think there is this.
It believes it is experiencing something existing outside physical matter.
Okay.
Right? And it names it as another dog. Right? So in this case, we are using our eye to capture some color image, right? Okay. So within that image, we separate something like papadang or something, and we believe it is existing outside,
okay.
Right? Whenever we believe whatever we see is outside, what is existing, it is only a belief,
right?
So what we experience and what is existing are two different things. They are not same. But worldly way of weaving, they are both same. What you experience and what is existing. That's what happened to that dog. It got deluded because it used to believe whatever I see is existing. Oh, the other way around, what is existing only I can see. Both are wrong beliefs. That is worldly way of using our faculties. Right? So, now you can try to understand this in many different ways. One is, we are collecting, or our input information is only color differences. So, if we are going to experience it again, we must use our eye. We cannot experience that object using any of other senses. Yes, we have use only one sensor, and it can use only color information. Right? So, we got to know only about this color picture. Nothing more than that. But what we used to believe is, no, we can touch that as well, what we have seen,
yes.
Right? So this touching is done by another sensor.
Mm-hmm.
So when I took that simile of dog,
mm-hmm.
Right? When I used to tell that story, people used to ask, okay, dog cannot touch the other dog. Therefore, it got deluded. Right? But we can touch whatever we see. For example, these flowers, we can touch and experience.
Yes.
Therefore, we are not deluded.
Right. So that was their point.
Their point.
Okay.
But they don't understand. Now they are using another sensor to experience. Our kaya sensor, body sensor. And kaya vijnana appearing. Now body sensor. If you use another sensor, can it perform the act of different sensor? For example, can you use your eye to hear sounds?
No.
Or can your ears see pictures? No. Right? Similarly, what we perform with one sensor is unique to that.
Definitely.
No other sensor can perform the same task.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here you see, now we used to believe whatever experience by our eye can be experienced by any other sensor. Why we came to that conclusion? Because of that wrong belief. What we see is existing outside. So what we are seeing only a image or prasada rupa generated by our eye. Right? What we believe is we are experiencing outside object. So it is only a belief. Right? But worldly way, we don't think it as a belief. We think, okay, we are experiencing what is existing.
We also tend to think if one or two of our senses contribute to that belief, we think it actually is there.
Exactly.
Which is unlike the dog example.
Yeah.
Because only the eyes contributed to that.
But what if someone is telling us a lie?
Yeah.
And we doubt about it and asking another person. But the other person also telling us another lie. But they are matching.
Yeah, they have talked together.
Yes.
Right.
Then we might believe it. If 5-6 people telling us the same story, we might believe it
sometimes
as the truth.
Friends do that too.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
fun,
right.
To fix some
that's
kind of
right.
Difference.
So exactly now we have 6 close friends. They are the 6 faculties.
Okay.
Right. So our eye is telling one lie. Even I say I, it is exactly the eye consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chakku vinyana.
Okay. Telling us, okay, I have seen something outside.
Okay.
Huh? Check with other sensor whether it is correct. But I have explained now, eye consciousness cannot see something outside. It can see only an image generated by our eye. Right? But it is telling us, I have seen something outside. So we are verifying with another sensor. That sensor also doing the exactly same thing as I. Now, other sensors also, they can generate prasada rupa. Right? So their consciousness can experience only that prasada rupa. There's no way for that consciousness to go out and really examine what is outside. Right? So that consciousness also telling us another story. Right? But thing is, we used to believe all those senses. They are telling us the truth.
Yeah, and I think that's the same method we use to check that whether we are dreaming or not. Because if something too good happens, we ask somebody to pinch us just to see whether we are dreaming or not. And if we feel the pain of the pinch, we believe, okay, we are not dreaming.
Yeah.
because then there are two senses working.
Yeah. So we believe we are not dreaming, but Buddha is telling us you are dreaming.
You're still dreaming.
Still dreaming. Because of this moha andhakara and deluded mind and the avijja, not knowing what is going on. And also in this case, just believing our six senses. So we have created a world using our six senses. And we don't know that. We don't know that we have created that. But we believe the world is existing. That's why we are experiencing that. That's the belief, worldly way of believing. But when you really think about, analyze and see using your wisdom, what each faculty can do, right? Each faculty, what its capability? The eye faculty, whether it can show us something outside, or whether it's the capability of eye that can generate an image and our consciousness can observe only that image. Right? So our consciousness can observe only the image, the prasada rupa, right? Not outside something. But this deluded mind, when it believes, okay, I'm experiencing something outside, using only the eyes, it think, for example, these flowers, I might think, yeah, it has very good smell, right? So then I get, if I have craving for that smell, I want to go and smell it.
Definitely.
So I am creating my nose sensor, right? So you can think about what are the causes for this nose sensor to arise. This deluded mind, because of our avijja, not knowing what is going on, we used to believe there's a beautiful flower and it has this kind of smell based on our past experience, not the present. And our craving, tanha, urge us to go and smell it. So this is the cause to create another sensor. Our tanha, and remember I mentioned four causes for any of the faculties, any sensors, alayatana, to arise. The
food,
ahara. Then the tanha, craving. So just now I explained that tanha.
Kamma.
We explained last time.
Avijja or ignorance.
Avijja or ignorance. So not knowing.
Not knowing, okay.
It is not just simply ignorance, but not knowing
right.
as well.
Okay.
Right? Not knowing the truth as it is. So now the eye faculty, why we need eye or nose in this case? Because we believe there's a flower outside and there's very good smell there. That's why we want to go and smell.
Sure.
Right? But if this flower is just another creation of our mind, own mind, that's if it is just a dream, then if we get to know about that, do we need a nose to go and smell that? In case if we get to know, this is only a thought formation, not what is outside.
Okay.
Then?
No, we won't.
We won't. Right? So due to this avijja and wrong belief and delusion only, we want to create our salayatanas again and again to experience what we believe existing outside. It is something like when dogs see image and believe there's another dog. Then it wants to use its other senses. Not only other, probably the same sensor. want to look at again and see whether that dog is still there.
Sure.
Right? So that is the craving. And also the avijja helping, the not knowing the truth, helping it to create more and more ayatanas.
Helping it to grow.
Yes.
Okay.
So, this arising of ayatana,
the senses,
it is also known as jati. You know, the
birth of the senses.
Yeah.
The occurrence.
The kandanam patubhavo, ayatananam patilabo. Ayam ucchati jati. Ayatananam patilabo. So, arising of senses.
The arising of senses will take place.
Yeah. Yes. So, that is the jati.
Birth.
Yeah. So, you can see when we come to avijja.
Mm-hmm.
Due to avijja, we believe there is something outside. Right? So remember that dog's example. When it believes there's another dog outside. When we believe flower outside. When we believe a papadang outside. We want to experience it again. So due to avijja only we believe something outside. Not knowing what these faculties are doing. Ayatanas are doing. Our vijnana is doing. Not knowing of that. We believe something outside and we want to experience it again and again due to our tanha.
Yes.
So, avijja and tanha. We want to, you know, create our salayatanas again and again. That is the jati. So, arahant's level, now your previous question, they don't have avijja at all. So they do not believe something outside existing because of your senses show you. Right? Then, will there be ayatanas arising for them to experience that imaginary world?
No.
No. So that is salayatana nirodha. Right? For them, salayatana, no point of having salayatana. To experience this, the illusions, the world created by their mind. Their mind in the sense, our case, their mind, that is not our point of view. We believe something existing and we want to experience that. To experience, there's only one way we can use by having salayatanas. Without salayatana, we can't experience something. So we wanted to have salayatana again and again. For what? To experience the world which we believe as existing.
Yeah. Yeah. What I was about to ask you so now, for example, in arahats, you said ayatana nirodha, and for arahats, now for example, if we see this flower. Which is in front of us as a flower, is what you mean is, will these arahats see it as something like made of patavia, potejo, vayo?
No, that is also not existing for them.
Right.
It is mentioned as patavia, potejo, vayo, nagadati. When you see, when you understand nama rupa properly, right, as arahants. They are the patavyapotejovayo nagadati. There's no place that patavyapotejo can, exist for arahants. It is only existing for us.
Right. Because they are also subject view. To anicca.
Not only anicca. Now we are talking about anicca level in worldly way.
Yes, absolutely.
It is
still worldly creatures.
Yeah. Now,
to
understand these things, we can use only similes. Take that dog's example again. Now, dog's level of mind, it believes another dog there. So, that dog, of course, for its mind, it's a physical dog. consisting of patavi, apo, tejo, vayo, all those things, right? But for our level of being, do we think patavi, apo, tejo, vayo, they are as a dog, physical dog?
No.
No. Because simply the dog is not existing first in the water. But in case, if we believe there is a dog, we may argue it must be patavi apo tejo vayo dog, the physical dog. That is due to our delusion, not knowing what is going on, avijja. Right? Our deluded mind, we believe there is a dog. Then we may argue, what is patavi apo tejo vayo dog, physical dog. And so on, maybe anicca dog. So, dog is there, but it is changing. So that is worldly way of seeing anicca. But the lokottara level, what is world, what is cause of world? If causes the samudaya, if samudaya is not there, world is simply not arising. Right? So it is not exist. Simply not existing. Now the it depends on if causes are there, it is existing. If causes are there, not existing. That kind of thing. So this is where this yankinchi samudaya dhamman sabbantan nirodha dhamman comes into play. If causes are there, result is there. If causes are not there, result is no longer there. So, cause for this external world is our delusion and wrong belief. Right? Starting from avijja.
Okay. Then I have a little question about that. Now, when you talk about our delusion, believing that there's a vase of
something.
Flowers in front of us,
yeah.
Maybe in this studio.
Yeah.
So, that's the delusion. And you believe the same and I believe the same. So, this delusion, does it work in the same manner for the same species, I suppose?
Yes, exactly. Because as human beings, we got the same sort of eye. The capability is same. But if you compare different species, like...
Yeah, of course, we cannot ask them.
Yeah, and so, if there's an ant, I'm sure it won't see this as a flower.
Yeah,
it may think this is a house or something, or food, something, right? Yes, it's a different. That's why this world created by our Salayatana. That is why perhaps you have heard the story that one preta, the cannot. There's a river beside that preta, but it cannot drink, right? So our level of five, we can see water and we can feel, right? But that level of this preta atma, due to its bad karma, the faculties got by that being, showing it not the water, as we see.
So it doesn't realize that there's water there.
Yes. It is something like even it try to drink, this tongue doesn't give, it's the same experience as we are getting. Right? Then you can imagine. Now, so coming back to this, when we believe something outside, now the papadam or vade or something, we believe taste belongs to that. Even a cake, you believe taste belongs to that object.
Yes, we do believe that.
Yeah. But without touching it to your tongue. Can you taste?
No.
No. But we believe taste is with the outside object. Right? Cake has this taste, vadi has this taste, and so on, different foods. Right? So if it has the taste, even when it is outside, we should be able to taste it. Or the other way around, once you eaten, when it is inside your stomach, can you feel the taste? So if the taste is with that object, you should be able to feel it, you know, when it is inside your body. No. Right? So worldly way of thinking, we don't know where, how taste appears. But we believe different objects, they have different tastes. But
they are labeled chocolate flavor, yes, vanilla, yes, strawberry,
yes. So we forget about this sensing by tongue. Again, that spoon and taste example. Even the tongue cannot taste it. The Buddha has explained, taste comes, taste is kind of Vedana. Vedana appears because of passa.
Contact. Contact of the food item and the tongue.
Yeah. So, that's the easy way to understand.
Yeah.
When we explain worldly way, it's easy for us to understand. So, tongue and the outside object and our consciousness. Right? That is passa.
Yes.
Right? So due to passa only the Vedana taste appears.
Yes.
Right? It's a result of this passa.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Then this result not belongs to one of these causes.
Okay.
It is taste not belongs to the tongue. You know, definitely, right? But the problem is, we believe taste belongs to the
food.
So it's a wrong belief. Because taste is the result of this passa. Passa is the contact of three things. For example, I hit like this, there'll be a sound.
Yeah.
Right? So if I say sound belongs to this chair, is it correct?
Yeah.
No. If sound belongs to my hand, is it correct?
No.
No. So it's a result of this contact. Passa paccaya vedana. Right? So vedana is something totally different from the causes. But without knowing this, we used to think, no, this taste belongs to the one of these causes. Right? Food. So there also you can see how deluded we are. Right? So worldly way we think, all those tastes belongs to different foods outside. But we don't know, all those things are, you know, thought formations.
It is actually
beliefs.
Our vinyana, the jivaha vinyana, which has assigned these tastes to the foods.
Yeah, when we experience something from our jivha vinyana, so vinyana has the capability of knowing only what is experiencing there.
Of course.
Right? But not to tell us about outside objects, similar to our eye. It can see only this image, prasada rupa, not the outside things. So here also, while tasting, consciousness can get to know only about that prasada rupa generated by our tongue organ, sensor. Right?
Yeah.
So that prasada rupa is totally different from outside object. It's a principle you have to understand. So prasada rupa is not exactly as outside the external world rupa. Right? Prasada rupa is something generated by the sensor. It is, if I tell like this prasada rupa is same as the outside object, that is wrong.
Right? Yes, it is wrong.
Yeah, but we used to believe like that without knowing. So that's why the which we are tasting, we used to think it belongs to the outside objects. But it is cause and effect. Passapachya Vedana. This principle we have to understand. The taste occurs, it may be pleasant or unpleasant, because of this contact, passa. It's a result of this cause. Right? Not something existing independently.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we get diluted with one sensor, the eye sensor, I took that because that's the easiest one to explain. Or we can think about ear sensor. Right? If you understand these sensors properly, only then you can think about other
rest
of the senses. Because we are so deluded and this samsaric habit, we used to think in that way only, worldly way only. In a way that we are experiencing outside things.
Yeah.
Right?
The truth.
Yes, but it is not the truth. We are experiencing something generated by our senses only. So it depends on so many factors, capability of your sensor. Now sensor itself is based on your past karma, right? What kind of sensor we have.
Yeah.
If we have another type of sensor like devas or something, we might experience totally different thing, right? So it depends on the capability of this sensor we got because of our past karma and also our craving tanha. Also the food helps to have this sensor, and most importantly in lokottara level, this avijja.
Not knowing
what is going on. Right? So this avijja also helps us to have sense again and again. If avijja is not there, it is very difficult to understand. If I say no more senses, you won't understand. But you have to think, why we need a sensor? To experience something outside. So why we need to experience outside? Because we believe there is something there to experience. Due to this belief only, we need a sensor. That's why we crave tanha for another sensor.
And that's why if something happens to our eye, we are so worried.
Yes. Because we are so attached to our eyes.
And we consider ourselves very really unfortunate if something happens like that.
This is the exact reason why you get your rebirth. Because at the moment of dying, we are losing our eyes, ears, nose, these physical senses.
They close
up. Yeah. But we have the attachment or craving to have another eye, another nose. Right? If tanha is there, definitely we are getting. Not as which we like, but based on other factors, karma.
Yes.
Right? Of course, we are getting an eye, but what quality eye is depend on karma. Right? That's why it is not only one single reason, one single hetu. That's why few. Karma, tanha, foods, avijja. That's why Buddha has mentioned.
So if someone thinks, I thought, if someone thinks, now supposing there is a dumb person who cannot see, who cannot hear, and who cannot feel, let's just imagine that there is a person like that. So what if one of our viewers think, then is it easier for that person to realize the truth rather than a person like ourselves who are deluded, who can, you know, see things and believe that they are actually existing?
No.
What if one thinks like that?
Definitely not, because not knowing about what we know, it's a hindrance to see the truth. So first thing, now for example, when we can see colors using our eyes, right? Then only we can think about colors and so on. For example, colorblind person cannot see colors but see only, let's say, black and white. Right? So that person doesn't have a world created by colors. Right? By birth, if
that person.
Yeah. So then he's not going to investigate about these things. Right? If you are not experiencing something.
So curiosity matters.
Yeah, there's nothing to, you know, it is something like you are lacking of these vidarshana objects. Yeah.
Meditation.
Yes, to realize the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Because even though that person is dumb, like he or she is left with the sixth sense, mana.
Yes. Mana only, it is very difficult to understand these things, you know. After all, having all those senses, how difficult for us to realize this?
Yeah.
Right? So if we don't have this, we don't even think about this thing.
Yes.
Right? That's why these faculties are very important to realize Dhamma. But, you know, if now, earlier you can see, but now onwards you cannot see due to some sickness or something, it's not a hindrance. Yes, you have that experience, you can remember that, right? So that type of person, there's a possibility of realizing this.
And I think in such people, the other senses work better than...
Yes, better than others. So like this Chakkupala arahants, right? He went blind. Because of practicing too much meditation, even without
sleeping,
yeah,
without
and without treating his eyes. But later on, he realized the truth.
And he didn't need it.
Yeah.
After that.
Of course, arahants don't need those faculties. Of course, worldly way they might need. But whether it is there or not,
not
important for them. Because they do not crave for those things like us.
Yeah.
Right? So when we use one of the faculties due to delusion, we believe something outside. So if we are intelligent enough, you know, whatever we see, we should have a knowledge that we can experience only again it only by using eyes. But that is not happening. For example, when you hear something and believe, okay, something is there, next time you may not use your ears to sense it, but one of other senses. So this is because of the deluded mind. Now, whenever we experience using one of our senses. First delusion is we believe something outside existing. Then we are putting other qualities which we can experience by our other senses. So we believe they are also there, right? So there onwards, we use that to, you know, create more and more thoughts using other senses, whatever senses. So this is causes which need for sensor to appear. That is jati, I mentioned, the ayatananam patilabu.
The occurrence of the senses.
Yeah. So, cause for that is there, our craving for senses. So, that is jati. So, next time if he wants to have other senses, that means jati is there. That is not the next birth, but even future, next moment, if he wants to have other senses, next moment there will be jati. But arahants, there's no purpose of having senses because they do not have deluded world created by their delusion. Right? Because avijja is no longer there. So they have gone beyond these six senses. That is what Buddha has explained. I have gone beyond these six senses. Six senses belong to Umar. Right? Now, the true wisdom, when you see how these senses acting, you can go beyond those senses. Right? Now, so when we are talking about senses, one thing is we have to identify what this chakka ayatana is, what this sota ayatana is. So I have explained it is not a kind of permanent or semi-permanent thing, but it arises only we are performing the act of seeing, eye arising. When we are performing act of hearing, ear arising. Right? When that vijnana is not there, we can't talk about that ayatana. Because it is not performing the act of seeing anymore. Right? Yeah. So this vijnana is not appearing, we can't talk about the senses or ayatana. So one has to get an idea. These ayatanas are not permanent, I would say semi-permanent from birth to death, but it's a momentary thing. Okay. Right? That is where you see the real anicca, rising and pass away. Rising and passing away. You have to see anicca, but it is not anicca of existing I. Mm-hmm. It is something arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Right? And if you don't know this truth, that is avijja, then you get so many concepts, wrong concepts, beliefs.
Thank you. So, even though we think we inherit the six senses from birth, and though we believe that they are permanent, they are not permanent, and they keep occurring and passing away, I just summarized what Professor said last of all in our discussion. So thank you very much, Professor Ali Pugalage, for disseminating the Dhamma knowledge among our viewers. And I'm sure you have accumulated a lot of Kusala Karma by doing so. And if you have, viewers, if you have any questions, you can directly email to Professor Ali Pugalage. So please tell your question.
Yes, my email is koggalage@yahoo.com. Koggalage, KOGGALAGE @yahoo.com.
Sir, question. Audio.
කොයි ප්‍රශ්නද
නෑ අන්තිමට සර් කියලා ඉවර වුණානේ
ආ
ඊට පස්සේ ඔයා
ආ ඒක හරි හරි හරි
මම කියපු ටික තියෙනවනේ නේද
ඔව් අක්කා සාදිය බලන් ඉඳලා ගන්න
පට ගන්නවා කියලා Well, thank you very much, sir, for disseminating that knowledge among our viewers. And viewers, even the Salayatana or the six senses you used to believe that you inherited by birth, they are not permanent. They keep occurring. And disappearing, occurring and disappearing, and it's a process. So, thank you very much, Professor Ravi Pogdelage, for disseminating the Dharma knowledge within our viewers of the Buddhist TV. And, folks, if you have any questions, if you have any clarifications to make, you can directly mail to Professor Ravi Pogdelage. So, please let them know your.
Yes, my email address is koggalage@yahoo.com. I'll spell that koggalage@yahoo.com, and of course there's a website as well, ravi.harimaga.com, ravi.harimaga.com.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. And if you have any comments about this program, you can write to us as well. You know our address. Producer Dhammahadeh, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.G. Senanayaka Mahavata, Colombo 7. Producer Dhammahadeh, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.G. Senanayaka Mahavata, Colombo 7. Thank you so much. May the most noble privilege bless you.